Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, catch-uppers. Cheers for downloading. I don't say cheers much anymore.
No, you say gazooer instead.
No, I usually say thanks, like any other Australian does. What's gazooer?
Thanks because everyone else is buying you drinks.
Not enough people buy me drinks anymore. Yeah. I think when I was 18, my God, they were buying me them left, right and centre. Now I'm 28, not so much.
Yeah, you've lost it a bit. You've gone grey.
Oh my God, I've been drinking for 10 years. Scary. I've been legal for 10 years.
And 10 days in a row as well. Gazoo, first of all, is cheers in Albanian.
Okay.
Second of all, why did you tell the story about how you used to make people buy drinks for you when you were younger?
I didn't No.
Tell everyone because I heard it.
I was saying that if someone bought me a drink, I'd feel like I owed it to them out with them for a bit.
Say about the stories when you were single, what you used to do.
No.
When you used to go out and not spend any money.
No, sometimes I would kiss a boy for a drink. Yes. That's it though. Nothing wrong with that.
That's basically like a downscaled prostitution.
It's not.
It kind of is.
Hey, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do in this world to get by.
What if I did that? Oh, yeah, I've done it as well.
Yeah, of course you have. Hey, enjoy the catch up today. There's plenty of fun in here. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, fire off that love music because I want to say a big congratulations to Boss Benny and his wife Mel for 4 years of beautiful marriage.
Congrats, bud. Benny. I'm proud of you. Well done.
I'm not going to take this because I reckon this has got a sinister plot. Like, there's always something with you two.
Mate, this is just
You wouldn't just call me in to go, do you know what, Benny? Good on you, champ.
Of course
years.
We would. No, we love wouldn't. Complimenting you.
Benny, you are an absolute beautiful husband. You have a beautiful daughter. And on Friday, you put up a Facebook post saying, 4 years I married this beautiful woman. I love you, sweetheart. Kiss. And there's a photo of you
two.
How
good's
the photo? A beautiful photo, mate. That. Great photographer.
Yeah, you guys look amazing. You're strolling down a beach. She looks beautiful. You look hot.
Bouquet in the air. You know, it was a beautiful day.
Oh, I love love.
I love love too.
How good is love?
It is. And 4 years ago,
you two are being too nice. What's going on here? You're never this nice. Usually it's, I want a pay rise. I want a nap. I want to have a turkey patty.
You've been very quiet lately, Benny. You're very tired. And I'm gonna ask you, are you sleeping in the doghouse at the moment? Because I scroll down the comments on this photo, right?
Yeah.
Mel, your wife's commented saying, thank you, darling, but our wedding anniversary was yesterday.
Oh!
Look, if I can defend myself, I'm in a permanent state of awe around my wife that sometimes can affect my memory.
You know what makes it even worse?
Here we go.
Thursday, your actual anniversary, which you thought was Friday, you were in Albury with us having beers and you were in the backseat of the car. You and Ellie were hammered.
Yeah, look, it was that. Yeah, the wife knows. Look, it was. As probably the biggest stuff up I did was being in the back of the car with Chaney on the cans, and my wife texted me to see if I would remember what day it was, and I missed all those texts because I was too busy telling
too busy
you
off. Arguing with
I
me.
I was arguing with Ellie.
What about when Mel called? Remember we were all in the car and was she on speaker? She was talking loud and she was speaking to you and she hung up abruptly. I was thinking, what's going on there, Benny?
When was that?
In the car on the way home. You don't probably remember.
Don't worry, neither do I, Benny.
You spoke on the phone and she hung up and you said, it's all right, darling, I'll sleep in the spare room so I don't wake you up. And then Mel and I looked at each other because Mel, our promo manager, was driving us. And we said, I hope everything's all right. It turns out it was your wedding anniversary.
Yeah,
you didn't even
know. It certainly wasn't.
Do you know what? I just want to say to the women across the Goulburn Valley, if you're already fuming, this will make you even more upset. So this is now 2 years in a row I've forgotten.
Benny.
What's wrong with you, mate?
And
set also, a reminder.
And I also forgot her birthday a few years ago.
Okay, look, do you know how easy it is? Hey, Siri, remind me that it's my anniversary tomorrow. She's going
to... Okay, I added it's my anniversary to your reminders for tomorrow at 9 a.m.
How easy is that, Benny?
Yeah, but I'm not that savvy.
Do that, and then every year on the 7th of November, you've got a reminder popping up.
I messaged your wife, sorry about that, in my own time.
When?
Last night.
How was it?
Oh, it was great, actually.
Send her
to be
a nude, did you?
She's a great kisser.
She just.
No, I asked her to come on the show because I wanted her to confront you on the phone. Mate, she refuses to come on. She's that upset.
Oh, look, you know, the spare bed's been, you know, I'll tell you what.
It's got a good work, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I've got some good sleep lately.
Well, Goulburn Valley, we want to save Boss Benny's relationship this morning. We need your help. I feel like I know
what
that
do you
Mel.
Mean? You're
well,
just
Mel, your wife
this.
Right now, is going to be driving to daycare to drop off your
you wait
kid.
Till the girls and their work out here this
yeah, way. Yep. Did she's going to be listening to this. She's too mad to come on, but. If we get the people of the Goulburn Valley to wish her a happy anniversary on your behalf,
that's actually very sweet.
And or rip you to shreds. I don't care
Once
what calls
again,
we get.
Once again, I've done no work, but I'll get all the kudos.
13, 12, 16. Smash Boss Benny this morning, ladies.
Yeah, get involved. We'll take him next.
Heat Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
Let's go to Brett from Toke. Brett, are you calling in support of Boss Benny?
No, he's not good.
He's not good. I agree with you, bud.
Yeah, he's cooked it here, hasn't he, Brett? What have you got to say to him? He joins us now.
Hey, Benny.
Yeah,
mate. You've only been with him 4 years, mate. Come on, then, Magpies are going to hit you even harder now.
That's right. My wife's training him.
Yeah, he hasn't even made the 7 year itch yet. He hasn't made the 7 year itch, has he, Brett?
Yeah, you need to come up to Toke, mate, and we'll get you up there, mate. Then we'll show you what it's all about.
Oh.
Right.
Wait, what are you going to show him?
Just what it's all about,
but
with the lady.
It's like husband school for
Ben Herbstreit. Kind of like Toke and Wall's the place to be to learn how to be a husband. All right, thanks, Brett.
No worries, Ellie.
All right, let's move on to Bree from Dookie. Bree, what have you got to say to Boss Benny?
I think Boss Benny needs to spend a night in that special Marutna hospital.
Really? That's next level doghouse.
Yeah, that's it. And not in the nice room you're in the one across the hallway with the nice ghost and her dog.
Oh, there was a little girl ghost in the room that we saw, in the room across from where we slept in. Benny and the little ghost could get on well for the night if he's in the doghouse in there.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. I have no doubt. That's why he stayed away, because he knew that they would relate to him.
My wife right now might be at work listening, having a coffee with all her girls, and they're all like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll go.
You've created a storm.
Thank you all night long.
Awesome, Bree. Thank you. We'll add that to the list of punishment. I love it.
Good luck.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I did just mention it is a Tuesday. Scientists have proven Tuesday is supposed to be the most productive day of the week, but sometimes you don't feel productive. So that's where I step in, guys. With your productive thoughts for your Tuesday.
So you're trying to call it productive Tuesdays? Are you trying to take away Pete Murray Tuesdays off of me? Because there can only be one Tuesday. It's either Pete Murray Tuesdays or productive Tuesdays. What is it, Ellie?
Tuesdays can be what they want to be, okay? Do not group them into, you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. I'm just focused on my productivity.
Can't talk Tuesdays.
Screw up Tuesdays. No, today I've actually got a bit of help from my friend the internet because I struggled to come up with some today.
That's right,
which
I
is
understand.
Concerning. But these are actually good, that means, because I haven't just made them up off the top of my head. How's this one? If you want to stick something on, like a button maybe, and keep it in place, your button always falls off, why don't you put a bit of clear nail polish over the threads of the button? That way it sticks on and you can't see it. Productive.
Hang on, I don't understand how nail polish works. I thought it was just like pretty...
Well, it's like a thick protective layer.
What is it, like glue?
It will work like glue in that respect.
Is it that
sticky?
Well,
it's more it just like sticks it down. It'll stick the threads down to your button.
Wouldn't you just use super glue or something?
What if you don't have super glue?
Oh, buy it. Like you'd have to buy nail polish. See how I'm being more Pete Murray Tuesday negative and you're being a bit more productive?
That was... Well, the internet's fun, okay?
Why don't I do realistic Tuesdays?
What about this one? Again, I have not tried and tested this one, but the internet recommends it, and I'm going to believe in the internet for a second, even though the first one they gave us was terrible. If you've got bad BO, so this applies to you, Josiah.
Oh, hang on. What about you on Friday?
Okay, oh, I did have it on Friday. No, Thursday, thank you. If you've got bad BO and you don't want to smell like you've got bad BO, if you cut a fresh lemon or orange into two halves and rub it onto your skin... then the body odour will disappear. Productive thought.
Is that scientific fact? Or are you just saying that?
The internet told me!
Because you could say that about a lot of things. Just because you wipe a smell on you doesn't mean it's going to stick.
Should I try it tomorrow?
Love to.
Instead of putting deodorant on, I'll come to work with some lemon rubbed on me.
Spray the... do you know what would be really nice?
What?
I'm just throwing up a little left of field option here. Grab a mandarin skin. And you remember in high school when you used to...
squirt in people's eyes?
Yeah, the skin.
Yeah.
Imagine doing the squirt, but instead of in the eyes, you're doing it under your pits. Mandarin is a beautiful smell.
Okay. Tomorrow I'll come to work smelling like mandarin.
Tomorrow I'll sniff your armpits.
We'll do a pit sniff test. Finally, this is good for summer. The weather's heating up. If you need to take your esky somewhere, again, this Chilly. Is not proven. Oh, sorry.
Quick, make the music work.
Yeah, sorry. This is proven by the internet and not Ellie Chaney. If you sprinkle salt on the ice in your esky, it'll stay frozen for much longer. Productive thought.
I think I may have heard this before. Is this 100% true?
According to the internet.
if you're a scientist listening, 13, 12, 16, because if that's true, I'll give it to you. If
would
not,
you, well, why don't you investigate it further and bring it to us for Life's Mysteries on Thursday?
Oh, it's a lot of effort. That means I have to buy ice and salt.
Who are you going to contact for that one? Usually you can't, like, you contact Professor Schwarzkopf for hair-related stuff.
Well, ice? We live in Czech.
Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
So these popsicles are weird.
What in the world?
It's Josiah and Ellie's Weird Around the World.
All around the world. All right, I know it's early, so I'm allowed to be a little bit more loosey-goosey with the stuff that I'm talking about because hopefully there's new kids listening.
You're a psycho.
But I really don't know how I'm going to go about telling you this story, so bear with me, okay? There's a man over in the UK who's decided that he wants to give his wife a nice little ring. Beautiful, right?
What, is he proposing or?
No, they're already married. They've had a couple of kids. And as a result of having a couple of kids, he's decided to get the old snipperoo.
Yeah, as you do, because that way it prevents further kids.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying.
For those that don't know what the snip is.
Dr. Sharla over here. Okay, so he's decided to do that, but he doesn't want everything to be lost. So think about the things that get lost when you undergo that procedure.
Yeah, all it does is they just snip it and it can be undone later on. So they basically just tie it up so you can't have babies.
Yes, true.
But everything stays as is.
Yeah. Except you don't, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Sharla, but you don't produce like tadpoles anymore.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Do you?
Oh, I haven't had it, so I can't speak on behalf
well,
of everyone.
But if you do, they're not fertile tadpoles.
Yes, exactly right. But I still presume that you'd be able to produce them, but they're just blanks.
Chuck that in tomorrow's Solving Life Mysteries as well. Gee, we're really racking up a few scientific questions this morning. Well, what he's decided to do was to commemorate getting the snip. He has asked for the jeweler to get this ring and inject...
Oh, come on.
A few of his little baby makers. So that she can forever have a like commemoration of that on her hand.
Why does she want that?
Because I don't know, actually. I can't really defend him.
This is like Kesha. She got a necklace made out of her placenta when she was born. Did you know that?
That's the thing. People do that. You see, like, we've seen rings made out of breast milk, placenta. So I guess why not? Chuck a few tadpoles in there.
Yeah, because those things kind of make sense. Tadpoles is just, you have to be a bit sick to do that.
Aye.
Those other things, you have to be kind of sick.
Yeah.
Tadpoles, you deranged. Like who in their right mind?
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, they've got 5 kids together already. This is kind of like the 6th kid that'll never grow old. It's like the Peter Pan that you get to carry around on your wrist, on your hand.
A kid that carry on. Can't even go there.
Well, the plan's to give it to his wife on Christmas Day.
Beautiful.
So stay tuned. I'd love to see a video on how that's going to go down. He said he's not going to tell her at first what's in the ring, but then like a couple of hours later he'll reveal it.
You reckon she'll like it?
No, definitely not. I don't want that.
How upset would you be? She's probably thinking that she's going to get like a brand new wedding ring or an upgrade on her engagement ring. All of a sudden he pulls that out.
I know. But not only that, think about the jeweler in this whole process. Like how does he get the sample? And how does he inject it? Like does he get a little, like one of those droppers things that you put your eye drops in with? Like how does it work?
I don't want to know.
Oh, so many questions.
There's only one thing to do. Maybe I should go do it for the radio. That'd be the ultimate radio segment, isn't it?
No.
Do as I
please
do.
Please never, ever do that. But hey, Gav, my boyfriend, if you're listening, Christmas is around the corner, baby.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We've got a new member to the team. Her name's Brooke. She's our new producer. Morning, Brooke.
Morning.
When are you going to start doing your job?
I feel like she's done her job exponentially because you've only been with us for a week now and already you've brought us so much content and it just keeps coming. The story that you mentioned to me yesterday, I thought we have to get on the radio. So tell us what's been happening at your house.
So you know how you can have those vents at the top of the roof and it kind of like it's just ventilation for the room?
Right.
Like aircon vents?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a really bad dream that spiders were going to come out of them. And because I'm thinking, well, it kind of connects to outside, right? So that makes sense. So I kept having the same dream. So I decided I was going to stick pads over them to cover it up.
What sort of pads?
Like sanitary pads.
Oh.
So because, not like a Post-it.
Whoa. No, because I'm thinking, well, Post-it notes, like spiders could probably push through. But if I get like a pad, it's not going to be able to come through. So I stuck three on each vent.
Hang on. Just from a bloke's perspective here, are they, I would never know, are they big enough to cover an air conditioning vent?
Yeah, they are.
You can get pretty big ones. Yeah. You can get the ones with the wings as well that go out the side that you like stick underneath.
I'm sorry.
So you can get that and that covers more surface area.
I'm sorry I asked. I don't want
to
know.
Like, this is a safe space. We're here to teach you.
But everyone was judging me for it and they were laughing at me saying, oh, you're such an idiot. Mm. But a couple of months later, there was this massive beehive found in the wall. All my housemates had a swarm of bees in their room. I was the only one that didn't. Because I padded up the holes.
Wow.
Do you reckon it was like a premonition, the drain that
maybe,
he was having?
Maybe, because I'm also quite scared of bees as well.
How long did you leave the pads covering the aircon vent? That sounds so weird to say.
6 months.
Are you kidding me?
What happens if you like bring a guy home or something? You know?
Well, you know what? You kind of just ignore it and just act like it's normal. I just try to not draw attention to the fact that it was on the wall.
You should have asked, you know how like you break your arm and you get a cast and you get people to sign it. That's what I would have done. I would have done some nice artwork on front of the pads.
But the worst part was when I did move out, I had to pull them off and I was really worried that it was going to rip some of the paint.
Yeah.
And it did. But some of it was already ripped anyway, so I kind of just ignored that it had happened.
Surely there's something else you can cover the vent with, like a piece of paper or like
duct tape,
a lot of things, Brooke. What made you go there?
I just had to improvise with what I had.
And you know what? At least there's a bit of ventilation in them, so the air could probably still come through them, whereas duct tape, it wouldn't. Oh, my God, you're a genius.
That's
can you
what
come
I
around to my house? Bring some around. Like, I can use your services.
Yeah, don't bring any around to mine.
You've already got enough, is that why? Hey, 13, 12, 16, Golden Valley. I want to know what you've used for a temporary fix, like the pads on the air vent, or maybe you've used a coat hanger to be aerial on your car or something. I don't know.
A lot of people, remember in the old days, we used to have that with our old box TVs. You would get the actual aerial because it's the ones made of metal and it would attract a signal to your TV. They're the best.
Yes. Temporary fixes. Give us a call if you've got a story. Have you ever temporarily fixed anything around your house? I feel like you're not much of a handyman.
No, I'm one of those people that would call someone to do it for me. My dad's the same as well. My granddad, who has been on the show, you know, grandma that comes on the show. Her husband, he comes around, he gets the phone calls all the time. Need this fix. He's a real handy man. If you've got one in your life, they'll do it all for you.
You got to learn, bro.
Nah. We actually, my old place, we were the first to live in it. And so we had all this make good furniture. So we actually sat on milk crates instead of a couch before my roommate bought a couch because he owned the place. Probably 4 months we were on crates for.
They're not good for people with bony butts. Take it from me.
I do have a bony butt
do
as
you
well.
Same?
Yeah. We should have a bony butt party.
Oh, cute. All right. All the bony butts of the Golden Valley, get in touch. We are talking about temporary fixes on 13, 12, 16. Let's go to Craig from Maroopna. Now, Craig, you saw someone in Echuca who had made a temporary fix. What was that?
Oh, well, if you happen to run across a baby tiger snake and you run over it, a Coke bottle.
It's clever.
Probably a Coke 0-1 just for you, Aussie.
That would be great. Thank you. Thank you, Craig. So instead of using a bag or a cage or like a snake house, I don't know what a snake house looks like, you just chuck the snake inside the Coke bottle?
Yeah, why not? Well, I actually come across a bird one day out near Buddy. What was it? Katandra.
Mm.
I was walking down the road. It was getting harassed by woolly wagtails because it had broken wings.
Oh.
So I just grabbed my coat and chucked it on and we took it out and we got it fixed.
Oh, look at you. You're a little animal saviour.
Yeah, because if you don't have a cage or whatever, Craig, there's other ways to go about it, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I couldn't leave the thing sitting on the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And it survived too. It was flying because there's a refuge in, there's a lady in Maroopna.
Right.
So it was floating around in her back. She had a swimming pool in the backyard.
Right.
Another adaptable thing, eh? Your old swimming pool for wild animals. We're on a hat trick this morning. Sorry, Maroopna, I've just taken all the answers for today.
Back to the snake thing for a second. How do you fit a snake into a Coke bottle? How do you actually get it in there?
He probably used his jumper or something.
Right.
Maybe.
It must have been a
or
big
shirt.
Was it like a 2.5 litre bottle and it was like a small 30 centimetre snake?
No, it was only a little 600 ml bottle.
Mm, what a waste of Coke Zero. Awesome. Thanks for your call this morning, Craig.
Have a good day.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Right now. Oh, what a banger. Snow Patrol. They've had a fair few bangers in their time. And now, thank the Lord, they're releasing a new album, which is basically... It's called Reworked. And it's basically... covers of all their older songs. It's massive. The front man and lead singer Gary Lightbody joins us now. Good morning, Gary.
How are you?
Oh, so well. We're very, very excited to talk to you. Your band has pretty much been my childhood.
Great. Well, was it a good childhood? Or?
Yeah, you know, I can't complain. Mum's pretty good. Dad's pretty
good. She's a little troubled, Gary. Yeah.
Did you know that the very first concert that I ever went to was a Snow Patrol concert?
Whereabouts was that?
In Perth.
Right, okay. Was it good?
Yeah, from memory, I feel like it was around the OC time and Chasing Cars had been on the OC and that was just huge. And I just have this memory of singing along to it in Perth. And then I bought a T-shirt on the way out and I slept in that T-shirt for years. Is it getting creepy yet?
No, well, yeah. Yeah, we should stop.
Okay. All right. Gary, Josiah, you go. You ask a question.
Well, you have reworked your new reworked album. It celebrates 25 years of Snow Patrol. It's out now. This is brilliant, mate. When you were remaking this album and putting some of the songs together again, does it bring back a lot of memories over the years? And are you proud as a band of what you've achieved?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's been a lot of kind of ups and downs, you know, along the way. Well, one big long down for 10 years and then a lot of ups for the last 15. It's been a long road, but really fun. We've had a lot of fun making music together, and we'll still be making music together until we don't want to do it anymore, you know, and there's no sign of that happening anytime soon.
Oh, good to hear. So pretty much all the tracks on this album are all remakes of the original tracks that you had, you know, within the last 10 years, apart from three, I think it is. Is that right?
Yeah, within the last 15 years, apart from three new ones, yeah.
Yeah, one of those new songs, you're saying you went for a sound that is a Frank Ocean's mixed in with a bit of Frank Sinatra, two of my favourite singers of all time, mate. I'm excited for these tunes, and they do have that sound to it, mate.
Yeah, somebody asked me about that song, and off the cuff, that's what I said, and that seems to have followed me around the place. But, you know, I think it was more an homage to Frank Ocean, you know, who I think is a genius, and I always wanted to make some music in that vein, but it's not really our wheelhouse, so it seemed like a good project. The rework project seemed like a good project to do something like that on. Obviously, it's not going to be as good as Frank Ocean, but, you know, a little nod to him.
When you're reworking the older songs, do you get worried that, like, they were so good to begin with, do you get worried that changing them up and adding things to it or taking things away is going to ruin the song for people? It's like when a movie has a sequel and the sequel's not as good. Was that ever a doubt in your mind?
No, not really. Not till now. Not till you've just said that. But I guess, you know, I can't help that if some people feel like we've done the songs a disservice, you know. But I think it's more of a disservice to celebrate our anniversary to bring out another best of. You know, we brought a best of out in 10 years ago, 2009. So, you know, I think it's more of an insult to just bring another one out. You know, we wanted to do something that had new music on it. And fair enough, most of these are, you know, previously released songs, but they're new versions of them, so the music is all brand new.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but yeah, no, some people are going to like the originals better than the new ones, but that's to be expected. But we, you know, we love these versions, and it's something we're very proud of, so like we wouldn't have released something that we thought was doing a disservice to the memory of the song.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, it is out now, Snow Patrol's reworked, so make sure you get around it on all good streaming services. Gary from Snow Patrol, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for giving me my first ever live concert experience.
Well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
You too. It must make you feel old because Ellie's 45.
I promise I'm not. I'm really young.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Make America great again.
Your words, Ellie. Your
words. Nope. I'm not endorsing it.
Build the wall. Build the wall. Get the Mexicans out.
I feel like that's how the last 2-3 years have been characterised. Donald Trump, he came along, he made office, and he's tried to have the Make America Great thing take off, which it kind of has. He's got the hats everywhere floating around.
Well, remember I got last year the Make Shep Great Again hats happening. I've seen a few others around the place. A couple of blokes made some from, was it Katandra or something?
Yeah.
I saw them wearing Make Katandra Great Again hats.
Did Sam Mack from Channel 7 ever give you yours back?
No, he's got it.
What a dirty dog.
I gave him the Make Shep Great Again hat live on Sunrise when they came to town earlier this year, and he kept the hat.
How dare he?
You know, no, it's good. He's put Shep on the map.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, the Make America Great thing has taken off so much in the States. There's a rapper called Bryson Gray.
Who, my favourite.
I'm going to be honest, I've never heard of. And he's a big advocate of Trump and Make America Great. And they call it MAGA, right? make America great again.
Got it.
And anyone who wears the MAGA cap is a MAGA person or something. I don't really get it. But
MAGA legend?
What this Bryson... no. What this Bryson Gray guy has done, has done a rap about being a MAGA guy. Here it is.
Hey, that's the intro, that MAGA boy. Call me what you want, cause I don't matter, boy. I just speak the truth, that's something they don't understand.
It's basically about how much he loves Trump and how much he loves America and all that.
Weren't you MAGA on the weekend?
No, I was not. Anyway, this has taken off as the next viral trend. So a whole bunch of people who aren't necessarily rappers in their own right have started posting videos of them rapping about how much they love Trump. Here's just a random girl having a crack.
The one that always taken by a Democrat.
There's a lot of bad ones in here, I'm not going to lie.
Trump's policies are so grand.
Okay, so that's one example.
Don't give up your day jobs.
I've got so many in the bag here. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear the worst rapper I've ever heard?
Yeah, give us
it. Because that would be this guy.
I've been MAGA since the ride on Yes to Later. All those other candidates, I said, see you later. Move to San Antonio to work on Project Alamo. Everyone said,
there's another guy who I kind of don't mind this one. He's got a bit of sass about him, and I like that.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Don't tell me how to vote. Don't tell me how to think. Practice.
I mean, the quality of the audio is not great.
I don't mind the beat to this song. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I know. It's great. And then I've just got to finish with this awful, awful girl. So sorry for your ears in advance.
I'm a MAGA kid. I'm a MAGA kid. I'm here to blow up the liberals' list. Schools shouldn't pull files and vaccines. Today it is really hard
so
to
see. So it hurts your ears.
Is this going viral at the moment?
Yeah, it's gone viral so much so that Donald Trump himself has tweeted about it. And he said, I'll be announcing the winners of the hashtag MAGA challenge and inviting them to the White House to meet with me and perform.
See, this is why we love Trump. He's a man of the people.
We don't love Trump.
He's a man of the people, Ellie.
We hate Trump.
Well, more than 50% voted him in. So that's a lot of people that love him.
Yeah, because half of them don't vote over there.
That's a good point.
He probably paid everyone who went and voted for him.
So what? So Donald Trump's jumped on board and he wants to continue this trend.
Yeah, because it's great publicity for him.
It's brilliant.
Like, taps into the younger demographic. It makes him look cool.
Who would
makes
have
him
thought
shows he's got fans.
That a president would be getting involved with a rap challenge in this day and age.
Not only a president, but a president who's in the middle of an impeachment scandal, who's got like policies failing left, right, and centre.
You say what you will about Trump, but do you know what I love about him? Is that he doesn't give a stuff.
Yeah. Well, he should. He should start to give a stuff. What I want to do is kind of take this on board ourselves a little bit. And we don't care about making America great again, but we would like to make the Goulburn Valley great again. Not that it's not already great.
Well, we could just make the Goulburn Valley great.
Yeah. Or
we don't need to do it again. We'll make it better.
It's already good enough, though. Continue to make it great.
Yeah.
Continue to be great again. So I reckon you and I and people of the Goulburn Valley should write some raps about the GV. We did one, of course, with Old Town Road, our parody, a while ago. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah, so should we what? We're going to make our own viral challenge.
Yeah.
The same thing. So do the exact same thing to the same bed, but about the Goulburn Valley.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on, EJ, and kick us off.
No, I haven't had time to prepare because I've only found out about this morning. But tomorrow on the show,
how long
I
do
will
you need, mate? You're a rapper. You should just spit fire, bro.
I do spit fire, bro.
Then go on, hit us with a rap.
I will hit you with a rap, but I don't want it to be crap. So I'm going to try harder and I'll bring it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll pay that for now.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, stay tuned. If you would like to get involved, please send us in a video of you rapping about the GV.
Yeah, well, let's play. Let's do it for the rest of the week. Let's see if this challenge can take off locally on another level. And then we'll send him to Trump and send you over to the White House.
Yeah, our prize will be equally as good, I promise, guys.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Someone who is a good husband is Osher Ginsberg.
So he's the host of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Australian Idol.
Former Andrew G.
Yeah, we'll always be Andrew G in our hearts.
He's done how many seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette
have
there been?
Too many.
Oh, like 10 maybe, more than 10. So he's seen a lot of people fall in love and he's been to a lot of commitment ceremonies. You know, at the end, the finale where they commit to one person and then they let another person go. So he's done it all before. But this season with Angie Kent, it's boiling down to the finale this week.
It's Thursday night, I believe, is the grand final.
Yeah, I think that's
finale,
when she
whatever
chooses,
you call it.
That's when she chooses who she's in love with. Yep. Unfortunately, they filmed this back in August, and that was the time that Osher's first child was being born.
Right, so this is filmed, I don't know where the finale is. It's always in a different location, usually overseas. So does that mean his kid was born over where it was filmed?
Well,
or?
Matt Agnew's season, the batch season just before, was filmed in South Africa. So that's a long way to go. So it got to the point where Osher was like, am I supposed to go to the filming of this finale or do I go to the birth of my child? And producers all sat him down and they were like, look, we understand, you can go. So this Thursday night, we're not going to see Osher in the Bachelorette Grand Finale.
Serious? Who's going to be hosting it then?
I don't know. I'm really intrigued. Like, I kind of want to watch for that reason more so than find out who Angie's chosen.
Well, we love Osher. He's a friend of the show, but does he really do anything on that show?
Hey, he speaks like this a lot.
He comes in, right, at the end of a ceremony out of nowhere. Osher appears with his beautiful hair.
And he says, evening, ladies, every time.
And then he ends with, it's not your night tonight.
No, thank you. He says, Brooke, you did not receive a rose. Please take your time to say goodbye. Nailed it. Sorry to you choose producer Brooke as the example of the person not getting a rose.
And somebody that's only met the Bachelorette once in their whole entire life has to pretend to be heartbroken. Oh, no. I didn't even know you, but I'm so sad.
Excuse me. It's true love on this show. How dare you say otherwise? So he's had to miss out and he can now no longer say that he witnessed Angie falling in love, which is a really sad
moment. What a man to do that, because a lot of people would miss it. They say the birth of your first child is when you never miss. Second or third, I reckon he's staying in Fiji wherever it is to film the finale, because you've seen it all before.
Josiah, you always say that because you're the firstborn and I'm the thirdborn, okay?
Your parents don't care.
My dad was there for it, I promise.
I've said this many times on the show before. Parents all listening right now will agree with me. After you have your first kid, right, they're so careful driving away from the hospital. Don't go over the bump too fast. Oh, slow down. Don't go over the speed limit. Then by the time you've had your second or you the third, I guarantee your parents will be going over that speed bump at normal speed. They don't care by now. They learnt that kids are just fine.
They're playing corners in the back seat. Corners! 13, 12, 16. Prove Josiah wrong, please, now, parents. What did you miss out on for your kid's birth?
Well, you hear of footballers. This happens quite often. Who was the AFL player? It happened in rugby league as well. Ooh. They missed the grand final for their kid's first. But it is a
someone
big decision.
Someone from North Melbourne
it's
ages
a
ago.
Huge decision to miss your final for the birth of your first kid.
It's not really. Like, it's an easy decision. Just go to the birth of your kid.
I'd pick footy.
Oh, of course you would. 13, 12, 16. What did you miss for your child's birth?
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
And we've had a call from one of our favourites, friend of the show, Mario from Shep. Morning, Mario.
Yeah, good morning, my friend. How is you?
Good. You haven't called us for a while. We've missed you.
Yeah, mate, I've been very busy, you know.
You are a busy man.
Everyone seems a bit busy for the Josiah and Ellie show at the moment. But, Mario, what did the birth make you miss? Have you got a story for us?
Yeah, but if it was not the birth for the birth of one of my 14 children, I would probably be Australian Olympic weightlifting.
Wait, so you're blaming your 14 kids for not making the Australian Olympic lifting team?
Man, I'm actually blaming Joey number 5.
Oh.
For his birth, I had to miss the qualifier lift, you know?
Right. I've got so many questions about this. Firstly, I feel like every time we speak to you, you have another kid. So congrats on the 14. Just that number keeps growing. Secondly, why would you be representing Australia in the Olympics and not Italia?
Yeah, mate, because I live in Australia.
I didn't know you were so you are a citizen now, Mario.
Man, I am a citizen, exactly, mate.
Okay, so do you blame your kids for missing out on your Olympic qualifying?
No, mate, it's okay. It's a bigger weight to bear, you know what I mean?
Aww.
So you're not bitter towards them about it?
No, man, don't be bitter. You've got to move on.
Hey, there's still time. Tokyo 2020, surely the qualifiers for those must be coming up soon. You could get into that.
Well, it depends. How old are you, Mario?
Yeah, mate, the age is not the problem. The problem is the clean blood, if you know what I mean.
Which you definitely have, and that's not a problem at all. But yeah, maybe you're getting old. Anyway, maybe you could use your kids as weights, Mario. 14 kids, they'd be pretty heavy, right?
Yeah, mate, that's good for wrestlers, you know.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Get in the wrestling team instead. All right, Mario, we better let you go before you say anything incriminating on this show.
Good on you, Mario. Have a great day and say g'day to the kids for us.
Yeah, goodbye, my friend.
Goodbye. Let's move on to Brittany from Shep. Brittany, did you have to miss out on something for those pesky kids?
So I actually had my son on the day of the Shep show.
Oh, no!
How dare you? You're not going to miss out on those rides for the birth of your kid, are you?
No, I just wanted to go. I haven't been in like a couple of years and I was like, oh, I'm going to go. And then my partner at the time, so my son's dad, he went and got me some show bags. So
What show bags do you get for having a kid? What's your reward? What's your push present?
I got Bertie Beetle.
Oh, what a push present.
Isn't that the $2 one?
Yeah.
Can I ask, did you not mind him being at the birth? Were you okay with him going to the show and getting the bags instead?
Oh, no, no, no. He had him. So I had Eli like 140 and then he went and then came back.
That is amazing. Why didn't you just go to the show and have birth on the Ferris wheel or something?
Yeah, that'd be cute. That'd be a good story.
That's a bit scary.
Yeah, good true. Point.
Scary for everyone there.
Was it this year's Shep show?
No, it was 3 years ago now.
Oh, I was going to say you would have missed our goat show if you missed this year.
I know.
Well, last year would have missed our ferret race.
I could have. Little Joe Peep could have delivered the baby.
Oh, Josiah, that would have been a nice twist to the story.
Wouldn't it?
Awesome, Brittany. Thanks for your call.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Lots of New South Wales and Queensland. It's been tragic footage seeing many of the houses burnt. 3 lives were lost. The only kind of good news out of this is those 5 other people that were missing have all come forward and they've all been found alive.
Mm.
But today is another disastrous day up there. It's the first ever time that they've had to put out a catastrophic, is that how you say it?
Catastrophic.
Can never say that word. Warning to certain areas, including the Sydney Basin.
Mm.
So a lot of people around the country are on edge this morning because it is a big part of the population that are on edge, including my family's home. They're completely surrounded by National Park.
Mm.
Mum and Dad have got the bags packed and ready to go. And also over 400 schools across New South Wales are in shutdown today, including my dad's a school teacher and my mum's a preschool teacher. Both their schools have been shut down as well.
And they're right in Sydney pretty much as well, aren't they?
They are. You're 10 minutes to the beach, 20 minutes to the city. But there's national parks throughout the whole of Sydney. And this isn't just a Sydney thing, but it's a New South Wales and Queensland wide thing. But it just happens to be at a catastrophic level. I was speaking to Dad yesterday and I said, there's no actual fire in Sydney. So why are they shutting down schools? And he said it was the combination of the driest air and leaves and that sort of stuff they've ever seen, mixed with 90 kilometres per hour winds, mixed with a 34 degree day. So that combination is basically lethal.
I read it's gone up to 37 today. So, it is not.
So you hope that this is everyone just being precautious and it isn't as bad as what it makes out, but you never know. So, our thoughts with everyone up there this morning.
Yeah, we've got a friend who works for the RFS up on the Coffs Coast. Her name's Annabelle. She joins us now. Annabelle, what's going on up there? What's it like?
So it's not too bad here at the moment. Obviously not the case in the mid-north coast, like Port Macquarie kind of area up there, down there. They're quite advanced in their fires. They've already lost a lot of places around Taree and Foster. Here, we haven't had the impact hit us yet, but it is predicted to today. So we feel lucky that we've had a bit of a heads up. And people are just getting ready as best they can.
Yeah, this catastrophic fire warning is pretty widely spread at the moment. How's the vibe with people? Because, like, for me, I feel nervous and scared about it and it doesn't affect me at all. Are people kind of on edge?
Yeah, they definitely are. There's a lot of people get misled and then they tell, like, it's hard. People don't listen to the media and to RFS as much as they should anymore. They sort of say, oh, well, my neighbour's saying this, so I'm not going to leave. Like, you get a lot of misinformation spread, then you get a lot of alarmist behaviour where people are thinking that it's an overreaction. It's hard, but also because we have so many rural places around, it's not as easy as just leaving. You know, people have animals as well that they need to relocate. So we're lucky that a lot of places have opened up their doors to animals, not just like cats and dogs, but also horses and cattle. So, we're really hoping that, the prediction for today, that is that the fire is going to pretty much reach the highway, which, this is like, I'm talking a kilometre to the beach, not even.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully that doesn't come true.
Yeah, I guess it's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared. What about the call centre? You've been taking the calls in there?
Yeah, so we're getting a lot of people asking to clarify the information that basically yesterday was advice to leave for anyone west of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had to talk them through it. Some people got really angry. A lot were upset and scared, tried to best relocate them as they can. This community is quite good where, random people will put their hand up to take you in, even if they don't know you. So that's a plus.
Mm.
But mostly it's just people a bit worried.
Yeah, of course. How do you console them? If someone says my house is literally about to be burnt to a crisp, like what do you say to someone like that?
That you can replace things, but you can't replace people.
Yeah. No, good point. Jeez,
that's all you can.
It's scary. I've already actioned a plan with my parents. I'm like, what are you doing? We've got the bags packed. We're ready to go. If something happens to the house, we'll stay with your grandparents, and the place is insured. But there are people out there that don't have the insurance. So it does show in a time like this how important that sort of stuff is.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just can't get it, though. It's like if you live in a bush area, you might not be able to ever apply for insurance.
Well, we were never allowed to originally, but they've just, for some reason, that's what I said to my parents. I said, are we covered for fires? Because I didn't think they'd allow it in our area because it's surrounded. Mm. But they have allowed it over the last few years, thank goodness. So, unfortunate for some people that aren't. Our hearts go out to them this morning.
Yeah. Annabelle, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Good luck for the catastrophic conditions today. Fingers crossed your area is all right. And congratulations. Congratulations for volunteering. You're doing a great thing up there.
Thanks so much.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.